Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, do we still have to obey God concerning eating clean or unclean meat, or can we finally do what seems right in our own eyes?
Well, we should always obey God, and the Bible warns against doing that which is right in our own eyes in Deuteronomy 12:8. But there's a Sabbatarian group. It's called the Meridian Church of God's Seventh Day. And someone sent me a booklet a couple days ago on this topic. And it's titled, Why Strain a Gnat and Swallow a Camel? Is the Unclean Law for Us Today? So I want to read from this booklet. The purpose of this work is to study the unclean law and its relationship with mankind as found in the Bible. During the last two or three generations, especially among Sabbath keepers, there's been a new school of thought. The school holds that the law which forbade Israelites to use certain meats is still valid and should be observed today. We have endeavored in here to explain the other school of thought, which is, of course, going the opposite way. Now, the idea or the claim that it's only in the last two or three generations that Sabbath keepers were against eating unclean meat, that's just not true. Early Sabbath keepers did not eat unclean meat. Actually, in order to be allowed back in Jerusalem in the second century, professors of Christ were told they have to eat unclean animals or else. And so they didn't do it. And they moved to places like Pella and Edessa, and they didn't do it. And then later, Sabbath keeping Church of God leader named Theophilus of Antioch warned that it was unlawful to eat human flesh. So true Christians didn't believe they could eat human flesh, which is also unclean, by the way, to eat.
Isn't it a stretch to say that eating humans is still prohibited as being unclean, as opposed to saying eating something like pork chops, which falls into the same category as being unclean, is also still prohibited?
No, that was just one example. Plus, I told you what happened in Jerusalem. Furthermore, in the third century, a Sabbath keeper by the name of Pionius of Smyrna, he refused to eat unclean meat. And in the fourth century, Emperor Constantine commanded that Christians in Jerusalem, these were Sabbath keepers, if they would not eat pork, they would be killed. Eating unclean meats was not part of the original Christian faith. You know, the Apostle Jude wrote verses 3 and 4 of his letter, says, Beloved, when I was very diligent to write you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men who have kept in unannounced, and they want to deny the grace of God and turn it into lewdness. Now, in the 4th and 5th century, Greco-Roman Catholic writers said there were Sabbath keepers who avoided unclean meat. They were called Nazarenes. And then somebody named Faustus in the 4th century complained, such people keep the Sabbath, and they shun swine's meat. Now, there's a Lutheran historian by the name of Johann Moschin. And related to a Sabbath-keeping group in the 12th century, he said they abstained from those meats which were prohibited under the Mosaic economy, and they celebrated the Jewish Sabbath. This distinguished them also because they were against three persons in the divine nature.
So is this Lutheran historian tying in the eating of unclean meats right along with some of the other Jewish laws?
Yes, but they're not Jewish laws. They're God's law.
Okay.
Look, these people kept the Sabbath, abstained from unclean meats, were opposed to the Trinitarian view. And so it sounds like they were pretty much like us. Now, in 1402, by the way, there's a Sabbatarian by the name of John Segono, and he stated that swine was unclean to eat. And then they found around 1600 an old hymn book of the Sabbatarians, and it said that they only keep the feasts that are in the Old Testament, and they keep the dietary laws. And then later, in 1618, there's a Roman Catholic priest who wrote against a guy by the name of John Trasky. Trasky kept the Sabbath, Passover, days of unleavened bread, didn't eat unclean meat. Furthermore, according to the historian Brian Ball, Church of God Sabbatarians in England, who also kept Passover on the 14th, they also taught against eating biblically unclean meat in the 17th and 18th centuries.
You have cited several sources from the time of Christ's death through the 18th century or so, showing that Christians of old did not eat unclean meat. Do you have any more modern references?
Well, as far as Sabbath keepers, you got Seventh-day Adventists. They don't eat it. That's from the 19th century. And in 1885, in something called the Advent and Sabbath Advocate from Jacob Brinkerhoff, he confirmed the wisdom of not eating unclean meat. And in 1933, the Church of God Seventh Day formally denounced any who claimed it was fine for Christians to eat unclean meat, because apparently some people thought that they should be able to do it. Sabbatarians avoiding unclean meat has been the historical position of the faithful. The Meridian teaching is flat out historical error. It does make a difference, by the way, what Sabbatarian church someone's part of it.
Okay.
Now, I want to read something else from that Meridian booklet. It says, the reasons for this rather comprehensive examination are several. They're claiming that their examination was comprehensive. But for one example, they totally ignored the historical realities of this doctrine. Now, its booklet does mention things related to sacrifices. And it's true, the New Testament shows that they were done away, no longer necessary in places like Hebrews 8, 9, 10. But that's got nothing to do with Christians eating biblically unclean animals.
Is there any example in the Bible of Christians eating unclean meat?
No, there's not one instance in the Bible where any follower of God ate unclean meat, Old Testament or New Testament. But in that booklet that group puts out, it says, the unclean law was a type applying only to the nation of Israel, not a moral law for all men as the Ten Commandments. Now, that logic, by the way, is very similar to what the allegorists back in Alexandria, Egypt taught. They have a false booklet called the Epistle of Barnabas. It's false because Barnabas didn't write it. He didn't write it according to Church of God scholars, Protestant scholars, Greco-Roman Catholic scholars. But it says, but in that Moses, he said, you shall not eat the swine. He said, the commandment of God is not that we should not eat, but Moses spoke in a spiritual sense.
Well, does that seem to make sense from a human perspective, doesn't it?
No, there are two types of ways to look at, different ways to look at the Bible. One is that you believe what it says, and the other says you don't believe what it means. Well, what it actually says, for example, in Deuteronomy 14, verse 8, is the swine is unclean for you. Okay, you should not eat their flesh. That's it. Okay? People might want to speculate why God made this ordinance, but it's wrong to conclude, like the Epistle of Barnabas does, that this was not a command to not eat swine.
Okay.
And Alexandria was the home of this allegory method of looking at the Bible. And it was also home to these Gnostics and the semi-Gnostic leaders and people who wanted to put Greek philosophy in. You know, do Christians want to base their faith on those who don't believe what the Bible really says? Now, then this booklet goes in and talks about Peter's vision in Acts chapter 10. However, they come to the wrong conclusion. Peter did not conclude that he should eat unclean meat after that vision. What he concluded, this is what he said, Acts 10, 28. God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me add that the Meridian group claims that unclean animals are food. Well, nowhere in the Bible they refer to that way. And no early Christians thought they were allowed to eat it. Now, that booklet goes into some details on what they call dispensations. And they talk about why you shouldn't listen to scriptures such as Isaiah 66. But early Christians didn't accept that kind of nonsense argument. And, you know, look, let me read a few things from the Old Testament, the Bible. And some of these are prophetic, by the way. Isaiah 65, verse 3, talks about a people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who eat swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things. Isaiah 66, starting in verse 3. He who offers a grain offering, as is like he offers swine's blood, is like one who burns incense as he blesses an idol. Just as they've chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. So I will choose their delusions. When I spoke, they don't hear. They did evil before my eyes. They won't listen to the word of God. And then in verse 6:17, same chapter, those who eat in swine's flesh and abominations of the mouth shall be consumed together, says the Lord.
But really, isn't just keeping the seventh day Sabbath enough?
Well, as Isaiah clearly shows, no. While many foolishly think that any Sabbatarian Church of God group is acceptable, that's not the case. And the Meridian group's position on unclean meat consumption is unbiblical, and it's certainly not how faithful Christians understood Scripture in this matter throughout history.
When and why did Greco-Roman Catholics, Protestants, and others adopt eating unclean meat?
Well, basically, it was after the allegorists pushed it. But still, at that time, most people still didn't accept it. In the year 180, approximately, the Greco-Roman Catholic Saint Irenaeus of Lyon, he's considered a saint by the Protestants, he said that certain animals were still clean and certain animals were unclean. And he also described how humans could be clean and unclean, but he never suggested that anyone should eat anything unclean, because he condemned gluttony and the adopting of the lives of swines and dogs, both of which are unclean for meat.
If the true Christians never ate unclean meat, how did the idea of eating unclean meat come to being okay and
well,
so widespread?
Well, in addition to these false writings like Barnabas and Gnostic writings, there's something called a Liber Pontificalis, and it said that around year 185, Bishop of Rome Eleutherus decreed that no kind of food in common should be rejected. Okay, then the Catholic Encyclopedia said he decreed no food should be despised by Christians, but the Bible doesn't call this stuff food. Okay, so basically, around 185, the Roman Catholics say that's when they switched. But the Roman Emperor Constantine apparently liked unclean meat so much, he persecuted those who would not eat it. And there was I want to read something from a scholar by the name of Shlomo Pines, talking about Constantine, what he did, and that they suppressed the faith. And then Pines says, in this way, people who profess the religion of Christ came to do all that is reprehensible. They worshiped the cross, observed Roman religious rites, and ate pork. And those who did not eat it were killed.
Explain to us the phrase, the people who professed the religion of Christ. What is meant by the word professed?
That means people who claim to be Christians, but were not necessarily so. There was always a group of faithful who practiced true Christianity, and there were also ones who were not faithful. And this went on for a long time. Not only did Constantine put out the death penalty, by the way, for Sabbath keepers who wouldn't eat pork in Jerusalem, Cyril of Jerusalem said to keep away from people who believed that. But yet, over a millennium after the Allegorist Confederation formed, the Protestant Reformation occurred.
What did the Protestants decide to do concerning eating unclean meat?
Well, instead of going for the original faith, they didn't want to rock the boat tradition they got from the Church of Rome. They couldn't refer to papal decrees, so they twisted scriptures to say what they wanted them to say. But of course, that didn't change the faithful. You know, 20th century groups like the Radio Worldwide Church of God didn't eat it. In 21st century, like our spiritual ancestors, we, the continuing Church of God, continue to keep the Sabbath, avoid eating unclean meats, because we are contending for the faith once for all delivered to the saints, true Christianity.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.